Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Briggs reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Unser reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to third. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Unser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaHood moves to second. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. LaHood moves to third. Ratliff moves to second. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaHood scores. There goes Ratliff trying to get to home. Unser throws the ball into Leon, who relays the ball to Fosse, who tags Ratliff, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Theobald moves to third. Parsons moves to second. Two outs. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 0 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Leon moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. LaHood reaches third base with a triple. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Theobald is walked intentionally. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Auerbach moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Leon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Auerbach moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Auerbach scores. Briggs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Brewers. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. LaHude hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Briggs scores. There goes Scott trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ratliff strikes out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parsons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a fly ball into left field. La Hude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Mike Ferraro now playing third base. George Scott now playing first base. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Denny Riddleberger now pitching. Joe La Hude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hude is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. La Hude is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez pinch hits for Paul Ratliff. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddleberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez now catching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Theobald hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.